This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, the full band, Cold Specs. It's Al Specs and many others. Al, welcome to JPR.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me who all you have brought in, because we've got a full house today.
I brought in Lowell Campbell on percussion, Tim Dion on guitar, Chris Cundy on woodwinds, and Jim Anderson on keys and bass.
The new record is called Neuroplasticity, out on Broken Hearts Records. Information on the web at coldspecs.com. You are originally from where? Toronto, as I understand?
I'm from Toronto.
And then spent some time overseas in England.
Yeah, I lived there for a little bit, but I live in Montreal now.
What prompted the move across the pond, and then what prompted the move back?
I went there to make a record, stayed for a little bit too long, and got homesick, so I came home.
So you are a Torontan, is that what they're called?
Torontonian.
Torontonian, living in Montreal by way of London, and yet you sing as if you are perhaps from the south of the United States. Where does that sound come from in your background?
I first started listening to soul music. It's probably the first kind of music I started listening to, and I guess it probably seeped through.
Did that make you stand out amongst your friends and peers, that you were listening to old soul? And because it certainly is not the kind of thing that mainstream teens and 20-somethings listen to.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't really pay much attention. I moved around a lot when I was in high school, so I didn't interact.
When did you start learning to play guitar?
When I was a teenager, my mom bought me a guitar when I was 15.
And is it true that you actually developed your own style of tuning a guitar?
That is true. I wanted to learn, and I signed up for some lessons, and I didn't. I just started playing in a tuning that was a different tuning.
Just one that made sense to you?
It just made sense. It's just an open C minor chord.
Were you trying to bring that over from another instrument that you had played before guitar?
No, I was listening to some East African music, Nubian oud playing, and I just liked the sound of it, and I wanted to replicate it, but I didn't really succeed.
When your debut came out, I Predict a Graceful Expulsion, it was often referred to, and I think this was even partly you behind this, as doom soul. It was a term that was picked up and it was used a lot. Is that still something that you think applies to the music you make now?
No. I think the new record is louder. It's a louder record. So maybe it's got a little doom in it, but it also has soulful elements. So I'm sure that term could probably still work, but I'm hoping to kill it.
Cold Specs are live in the JPR studios today. The new record is called Neuroplasticity, out on Broken Hearts. ColdSpecs.com is the website. What do you guys want to play first?
We'll play a song called Bodies at Bay.
Keep the bodies at bay, gun the house. Keep the bodies at bay, gun the house. Darling, oh my love, will age before it festers like a band song. Who am I to complain? A good home is hard to find. Dead dogs don't I'm between the devil and the deep blue sea. But who am I to complain? Damn dogs don't hurt us. Yeah, as we like hollers and bandish.
That is Bodies at Bay. It's Cold Specs live here on Jefferson Public Radio, a tune from the new recording called Neuroplasticity. Now, you said you went over to London to make a record. Is it easier to find musicians that are interested and versed in the kind of music you want to play in London as opposed to in Canada, Toronto, or Montreal?
Well, I have my band currently has 2 members from the UK and 2 Canadians, so I think I've got the best of both worlds there.
That must make it difficult to get them all together in the same spot.
It is sometimes, but it works out as well sometimes when going to Europe is a lot cheaper.
I read that early on when you started making music, your parents weren't particularly supportive of you choosing music as a career path. Then you found quite a bit of success, so has that turned around pretty well?
Yeah, they were initially upset because I'd dropped out of university and left the country and didn't bother to inform them.
Really?
Because I just wanted to make something out of myself. And so I went to the UK and I made a record and I proved them wrong and they're completely on my side now.
Do they come to shows?
Yeah, they come to all the Toronto shows. Incredibly supportive parents.
Cool. Before your debut even came out, I think, it was in the process of being made, is when you landed the gig on Jules Holland.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
Which is hard to find here in the States. It's not on a lot of cable channels. But this is a tremendously popular and well-known variety music show in the UK. 5 bands in the round, something like that. And it could be anywhere from Coldplay to an up-and-coming guitar-playing singer-songwriter. Who were you on with that night?
Can't remember. Oh man, I was on with Mary J. Blige.
Not bad.
Pete Townsend was there, and actually I met Jim James from My Morning Jacket. I did a tour with him after we played together on that show, and My Morning Jacket were on. I can't remember who else.
And this is the kind of thing where as soon as the show's over, basically everybody in the UK knows who you are.
Yeah, I mean, I booked a tour after the show, and I've been touring ever since. So. It's done well for me.
So for Neuroplasticity, which followed up, I predict, by a couple of years, you came back to Canada to make that record, correct? Did you bring bandmates with you from the UK, or did you connect with Canadian musicians?
We started recording in the middle of a tour, in between 2 tours. And so we were all in one place at one time. It was pretty well organized. But I met Lowell Campbell, the drummer, was drumming with me on that tour. But he then introduced me to Tim, who's in his band, and they play in a different band together called, they've been in a bunch of different bands together. One of them's called Winter Sleep. And so I needed a new guitarist because I quit playing. and so I heard Tim, and we've been touring together ever since. We made the record in Montreal, and it was a really nice experience.
A lot of musicians following up their debut add resources to the band. They flesh it out a little bit. Sometimes it's just due to having more resources available. And certainly Neuroplasticity has a bigger sound than Graceful Expulsion. But some of it, as I understand, is from you growing tired of the sparseness of your debut. Was that compounded by being out on tour, doing those songs night after night, kind of all by yourself on stage in many cases?
Yeah, I toured the record endlessly for about 2 years. By the time I was done touring it, I toured a lot of it solo. By the time I was finished, I'd just grown tired of the songs. I quit playing guitar because I didn't enjoy it anymore. Mm. I started playing other instruments. I then just started writing louder music, because mostly because we were playing rock clubs and we weren't playing seated venues anymore. I had gotten quite used to performing instead of being, you know, some sort of sullen singer-songwriter bitch.
When you were putting together songs for Neuroplasticity then, did you have, at least to a degree in the back of your mind, these are going to be songs that I am out playing night after night after night. They better be songs that keep my own interest.
Completely. That's why I wrote this record, completely. I love the first album. It's a moment in time. It's just that this record, it's just that, you know, after 2 years of touring the same 35 minutes, that's material. Naturally, you're going to get a little bored. So I made a new record. It's called Neuroplasticity. It's 10 songs. I'm not bored by it because it's not about me.
What do you think you'll be with it in a couple of years?
Probably bored.
probably ready to make a new collection of songs.
Yeah, I'll probably have a new 35 minutes.
You've connected with a lot of different people on this record, one of whom is a fabulous jazz trumpeter, Ambrose Akinmusri, who has been through this area with a tribute to Miles Davis, I believe, a couple of years ago that he had put together. How did you connect with him and decide to have him on your album?
We played a show together in Toronto, it was, at Massey Hall, and that was it. We became friends.
And you've guested on his recording?
I sang a song on his last record. It's an interesting song because he didn't tell me what it was about, and I found out afterwards. And he'd asked me if I'd had a name, an idea for a name or something. And I sang the line, "Ceaseless, Inexhaustible Child." He then named the song that I found out later that the song is about a teenager who was arrested for killing her pimp.
Wow.
Teenage prostitute who was arrested after she had killed her pimp. And it's a very devastating story. And I had no idea. We seemed to really connect. It was really interesting.
Cold Specs are my guests today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Their newest release is called Neuroplasticity. ColdSpecs.com is the website. Let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to do next?
Let Loose the Dogs.
Come along with me, I'm the maker of dreams. The night died young, you were made to wait. Let loose the dogs. Claim the cold light, dancing dead in his eyes. Summer light will break the surface tonight. Stick to your guns, you'll wear 'em. But a thousand favors unreturned. Write me off, baby. give me something to burn. Summer light will break the surface tonight. Stick to your guns, you'll wear rubber wood. Tainted by age, blackout, good night, am I wasting your time? Blackout, good night, am I wasting your time?
That is Cold Spax live on Jefferson Public Radio. It's music from the recording called Neuroplasticity. Al Spax is here in the studio with me. For a while, you dealt with some stage fright, as I understand. Has that subsided with just doing this night after night and getting comfortable being up in front of varying sized groups of people?
Yeah, I hadn't toured. It was all very new for me. So to go from never playing shows to being on TV, then constantly playing shows, it was a big change. But I'm a pretty confident performer these days.
And along with the touring and being on stage in front of people, there were also the media demands following the success of the debut. A lot of these kinds of things, sitting in radio studios, performing live on the radio and on TV.
Yeah, it comes with the territory, though. Quite used to it by now. I do have a sore throat, though, which is why I'm a little quiet today.
So what do you do in your quiet moments to escape all of the media demands and all of the performing demands?
It's not too demanding. The media is not that demanding. It's fine. I just read and listen to music and watch. I've been watching Boardwalk Empire.
Are you still listening to old Southern Soul, Alan Lomax kind of stuff?
Or? No, not at all. I think I've listened to it all. I've been listening to Grace Jones a lot recently, Kate Bush, and female singers, which for a long time I listened to male singers. But it's been all female these days.
Your touring has taken you to pretty much everywhere now in North America. Are there any places that specifically linger in your memory or places that you'd really like to go back to?
No.
No? Really? Does it all become a blur?
It's all a blur. Soon I'll be home.
How many more dates?
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
A couple weeks.
I want you guys to play one more tune before we run out of time, but a lot of musicians talk about the desire to connect more directly with their inner self or their emotions as they write, as they move beyond debut to follow-up record to follow-up record. You've actually talked about trying to be intentionally more vague in your writing. Was there some sort of reaction that you had to perhaps the success of the debut and a lot of folks thinking they know a lot more about you than maybe you were comfortable with?
I gave a little bit too much information on my first record. But I've learned. This record, the opening line is "Dance, darling, don't shuffle," which is a quite playful line. Another chorus lyric is something like, "Hung drawn, a quarter does the weight ease at all." It's kind of a dark humor, at least I think so. It doesn't reflect me for the most part, which is really fun.
But it's the music of Cold Spax.
It's the music of Cold Spax, but it ain't about me.
Al Spax is my guest here in the studio. It's Cold Spax live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Neuroplasticity. I see that you have grabbed a guitar. So what is it that you want to wrap up with today?
We're going to strip it down to Blank Maps, the song off my first record.
Don't you wait on me, I'll shoot you down. Keep your eyes closed, ear to the ground. Pick up in the middle of the night. kill the silence, I can't bear to speak. Head further, how does it break? Words may fall, the body remains, and every man is blank. When my words head for the cracks, we have my back. We were good children, darling, let it out. When my words head for the cracks, we have my back. We were good children, darling, let it out. I'll hold my breath, no, not to move. When the night comes, who will you be? Even the dead can be astoundingly alive. I am a goddamn believer. I am a goddamn believer. When my words head for the cracks, we have my back. We were good children, darling, let it out. When my words head for the cracks, we have my back. We were good children, darling, let it out.
That is Cold Specs live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Neuroplasticity. You can get information on the band and the record at coldspecs.com. Al, thanks so much for coming in with your band.
Thank you for having us.